My name is Sean Daly. I'm an award-nominated independent comics creator, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Sean Daly about his comic book projects and Toronto Comic Con 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Toronto Comic Con is a spectacular three-day sci-fi, horror, anime, gaming, and comic book event in Canada that attracts thousands of people to come to the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. Based in Toronto, Ontario, Sean Daly is a Ringo Award nominated artist of Samurai Grandpa, with works that include Terraquil, Ogre, Better Place, Shiner's War, The Bridge Builder's Creed, and other books. Sean is also a chiptunist for video games. One of his more recent projects is Illuminon, Seven Rays of the Sun, Book 1. In fact, Sean has won several nominations in 2023 Sequential Magazine Awards, including Best Graphic Novel for Illuminon, Seven Rays of the Sun, Book 1, Favorite Cartoonist, Writer and Artist, and Favorite Colorist. So without further ado, here's my chat with Sean Daly about his comic book projects and Toronto Comic Con 2024.
So Sean Daly, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Always nice to chat.
I appreciate your time. I know you're always busy doing stuff, so really do appreciate your time. And right off the bat, I've got to congratulate you on your Sequential Magazine nominations that just came out. So congratulations on all that. That's tremendous.
Yeah, thank you. That was a pleasant surprise. That was a really unexpected email day over here. So
that's good.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for people who aren't familiar, it's nominations for people in the independent comic book scene in Canada. So it really does, you know, sort of a grab bag, I guess, of everyone who's trying to make a go of it, I guess, in the independent space with all sorts of imaginative stories. I mean, you're up for Best Graphic Novel, Favorite Cartoonist, Favorite Colorist. So a great group of people who are nominated this year, for sure.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. A lot of peers and people I see locally at shows all the time, actually, which is super, super nice. And I mean, yeah, it's always nice to watch your friends kind of get some flowers, get some accolades, you know?
Yeah. And especially since independent comics don't really get a lot of attention these days. Pretty much it's the big names that get it. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's nice to be able to recognize people who are toiling away, let's say, doing their own thing and perhaps sometimes funding it out of the back of their pocket, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'd say almost always, in fact. It's always. Yeah. It's nice to see how many local, you know, people here, especially, I mean, in Toronto, at least, who are just like self-publishing comics and always working on something. Actually, when I was in Vancouver a couple of weeks ago, it was the same deal. It was just so many people working on indie comics. It was amazing.
That's exciting, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Well, before I get going with the other questions, I'd like to ask you, what are you reading today? What's on your bedside reading table?
I'm actually reading a lot of Usagi Yojimbo right now. yeah, like a lot of Usagi Yojimbo by Stan Sakai. And honestly, that's mostly it right now. Is I'm just going through a bunch of volumes of that. Actually, I guess a lot of manga, a lot of Japanese comics at the moment. Demon Slayer is high on the list. So I'm kind of getting through that. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. I've been spending so much time working on comics that the time to read them it seems like it's a little bit lower and lower every day. But I also try not to read too many books while I'm working on my own stuff, just because I don't want to accidentally start like switching gears and being inspired by something different every single week, and then having that come out in the work, you know.
No, that's a good sort of philosophy to have, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we're talking today because you're going to be tabling at Toronto Comic Con 2024. So what I'd like to know is, what is it you like most about going to conventions?
I just like seeing people. It's a really, like, I love this job. Gets a little bit, you know, you're at a desk all day, every day. And, you know, there isn't always enough time to hang out and like see your friends or like do the other things that you might want to do. And going out to these shows is always nice because you just get to see people. And so anytime, you know, any chance I get, it's just, it's a good reminder that, you know, your friends aren't that far away.
At shows. Yeah. And the real world is out there.
The real world exists. Yeah. Yes. It's just sometimes obscured behind stacks and stacks of paper and brushes and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Now, with all the festivals and conventions you've been at in the past, I'm wondering, is there any one that stands out? Do you have any favorite memories from past conventions?
I do. Yeah, actually. So, I mean, the conventions that I do the most are the local ones here, like Toronto Comic Con, Fan Expo, TCAF. And I have a lot of really nice memories at those shows. The cool thing about it is that every single show just kind of adds to that list, where it just seems like every show that I walk away, just enjoying something, you know, just forming new memories about the events and the people at these different shows. I think the most recent one, if I had to pick one, I'll choose a recent one. It's probably at Vancouver Fan Expo 2 weeks ago. I got to do a panel about self-publishing comics. And afterwards, so at the panel, I told everybody who was there, you know, feel free to stop by my table. If you are doing self-publishing or you have a portfolio, I'm happy to look through any of them. And I got over, you know, it's not a huge number, but over 10 people stopped by.
Wow.
To show their portfolios and mm-hmm. to try and get some feedback. And the people that I met doing that, it made me so excited about the future of independent self-publishing, just because, oh, their portfolio is so good. They were so talented. There was so much talent in those pages and in those books. So it just, yeah, got me real excited about what's coming up from, some new creators. So yeah, that was a fun memory.
That's very encouraging. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Wondering what you'll have on your table for attendees when they come by to see you at Toronto Comic Con.
It's going to be the usual. I'm going to have Illumon, Terraquil, Ogre, you know, all of the standard books that I usually have there, as well as a whole bunch of new original art from some of the books that I'm working on, which that to me is the thing that I'm most excited about, is showing off some of this new art from the new Samurai Grandpa book that I'm drawing. And actually, there will be one new book. It's called Arn Anderson, My Life as the Enforcer, and it's a biography it's a comic book biography of wrestler Arn Anderson, which I completed last year. And the books just kind of hit store shelves, and you know, we get to show them off now. So yeah, that'll be something new and something I'm very proud of and excited about.
Yeah, that'll be a treat for wrestling fans, and anyone who's coming by the show would like to.
Yeah, totally. I debuted it at Vancouver, and it just flew. It's just, I had so many people I'd never met before and who weren't familiar with my work, who noticed it immediately. And, it's a pretty eye-catching book too. So, that'll be fun. That'll be cool.
For sure. I'd like to ask you then, with all the projects you have in the go, what is your go-to tool for creating art these days?
It's a brush. Actually, it changed for a little bit there. I was using these Tombow brush pens to do all of my inking. I'm actually holding one right now as I'm working on a page. But normally I would have used a brush on all this stuff, but they've been so hard to find since Sable isn't generally manufactured anymore. Or if it is, it's really hard to come by, or prohibitively expensive, and all for good reasons also. I'm very cool with them not using it as much, but it has made it harder to find brushes that I like to use. But I found a really good one the other day, and I'm like holding on to it for dear life. I'm treating it like a newborn baby, and I'm just trying to really make sure, you know, it lasts. So brush. Brush okay. is the answer.
Yeah, I was talking to Ron Sutton about this very same dilemma a couple of weeks ago. He is an old school, and yeah. I say that in quotation marks, traditional artist trying to replicate what was done in the past. And he explained to me that there's more and more movement to digital, these traditional tools, I wouldn't say are dying out, but are being less and less available. Are you seeing that same thing?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Ron's very talented. And I think he's made a great observation there, is that, yeah, you're not going to see as many traditional tools in like the variety that we once did in art shops. Now, you can still find all of this stuff online. And that really is kind of the best place to buy traditional art supplies, I think. But it just kind of, it is a bit of a shame that we're not getting the same treatment from art shops that, you know, we had even, you know, 5-6 years ago, honestly.
I guess that's progress.
That's a type of progress for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at these conventions, I'm sure you're inundated with a lot of people coming by checking out your work, but there are occasionally some people come up and say, how do I make a comic book? So what one piece of advice would you give to someone if they come up to you and say, I want to make a comic book or I'm making a comic book, what should I do?
Well, the correct answer is literally, and this is kind of a cop-out answer, but just do it. Like, just sit down, do it. But the most important thing, though, is to start small. Don't try to do a 200-page epic for your first book. It's not going to work. I shouldn't say it's not going to work. Maybe it will. But it'll almost certainly work better if you start small and go for short stories to start. So I always try to tell people, like, just work on short stories if that's going to be your first book. I think it's generally way more manageable, especially when you're just starting out, to like start small and then every which way that you can. And also read Understanding Comics by Scott McCloud. That book is going to like change your life if you're making comics.
Oh, that's good advice for sure. With all the different projects you have on the go today and in the future, wondering where you recommend people go online to find out about you.
Usually probably Instagram is the best bet, just because that's where I'm posting a ton of art. But if you want to kind of, you know, if anybody listening wants to hang out and watch some of this art get made live, I stream on Twitch 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon Eastern. And there's an excellent community of, you know, artists that have developed who just kind of hang out and chat all day. And I paint pages. I sometimes ink pages. And we just hang out, talk about things like art and video games and books that we're reading and all that fun stuff. So generally a really good time. And it actually has been an amazing way to foster a community of independent artists who are looking to either make their own comics or just to learn a little bit about painting and watercolor and just get good at all that stuff. So, or to just try it out. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Sounds like fun. Well, Sean, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you like to get across in this interview?
I don't think so. I'm working on a brand new project right now, but the cool thing is I can't really talk about it. So it's, you know, probably better if you don't ask about that.
Okay. We'll keep that under wraps for another time.
Thanks to Sean for the chat. You can discover more about Sean at seandaley.ca, and that's SHWNDALEY.ca. And on Instagram at instagram.com/Sean_Daley. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Remember to send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.